By remote, I'm Gene Randall. We begin here in the United States, where a huge Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. 10 people are confirmed dead. At least 16 others are missing. 4 victims are in critical condition with burns. Evacuees in many cases have had to flee for their lives. The flames north of San Francisco have destroyed an estimated 2,000 homes and other buildings. Damage assessment teams are doing a methodical search of scorched areas today. Nearly 30 major wildfires stretch from the border of Oregon, south through California, all the way to the Mexican frontier. California's lost an estimated 3.1 million acres to the fires. 500,000 people in Oregon, more than 10% of its population, have been told to evacuate their homes. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic opponent Joe Biden today are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. The two men are observing the event in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes in the terrorist assault of 2001 came down. Mr. Trump and the First Lady were there a few hours ago. Mr. Biden began his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York, where he and Vice President Mike Pence exchanged greetings. The Sri Lankan Navy says it is still trying to seal a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast. The fire has been extinguished, but when the ship was towed out to sea, it left a trail of oil. Authorities are working to prevent the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. Reports so far indicate the New Diamond's crude oil cargo remains intact. China's announced limits on staff members at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing and the American consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong, responding to U.S. measures imposed early this month. China's foreign ministry described the move as reciprocal. This is VOA News. Russia says its police have traced opposition politician Alexei Navalny's movements and what he drank before falling ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow last month. Further, it says there are efforts to locate a witness who has left the country. The Kremlin's interior ministry says it will ask again for legal assistance from Germany, where Navalny was airlifted after what Berlin says was a critical illness caused by the Russian Novichok nerve agent. The Siberian Transport Department says it wants to send investigators to Germany. The 44-year-old Navalny, meanwhile, has emerged from a coma. Moscow has yet to open a formal criminal investigation and insists it needs hard evidence from Germany that Navalny was indeed poisoned. India today reported another daily record of new coronavirus infections, more than 96,000, taking its caseload above 4.5 million, with a loss of some 76,000 lives. Today's fatality toll is put at 1,209. Worldwide figures from Johns Hopkins University, a pandemic case count of 28.2 million, with 910,000 deaths. The numbers here in the U.S., 6.4 million COVID infections and nearly 192,000 fatalities. President Trump is trying to move past this week's revelations that he played down the danger of the coronavirus last winter, despite knowing of its catastrophic potential, something clearly shown in recordings made by journalist Bob Woodward as he prepared his book Rage, which is due out next week. Asked at a news conference why he lied to the American people, the president shook his head, saying what he did was to minimize the threat of a panic. The virus controversy followed Mr. Trump to a rally in the political battleground state of Michigan last night, where Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer had raised alarms about the event. It was shoulder to shoulder at an airport hangar in the town of Freeland, where a crowd heard Mr. Trump predict a re-election victory in November. The U.S. Senate has killed a Republican bill that would have provided around $300 billion in new coronavirus aid. Democrats seeking far more funding prevented the measure from advancing. This leaves the future of any new pandemic in doubt. Pandemic aid, rather, in doubt. Japan's National Security Council is scheduled to meet today. The backdrop, a proposed policy change that could, for the first time, allow Japan's military to plan for strikes on land targets in Asia. Initiated by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe months before he announced his retirement, the plan would require the purchase of weapons such as cruise missiles. If adopted, the policy would mark one of the most important shifts in Japan's military stance since the end of World War II. It reflects Abe's longstanding push for a more robust military and a deepening concern about China's increased military activity in the East China Sea. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, you can also use our easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.